Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachyomi, with the Women's Initiative of the OU. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and I will be learning with you the Mizmorim composed by Asaf. Asaf composed a total of 12 Mizmorim. The first was Mizmor Nun. This Mizmor, Ayin He, is his fourth. He will speak for the next 8 Mizmorim as well, concluding with Mizmor Pe Gimel. This Mizmor has a few more terms in its title than we usually see. The Mizmor begins, Lamnatzeach al tashchet mizmor le'asaf shir. Lamnatzeach, to the conductor, implying that there is music. Shir, a term that's also used to connote musical accompaniment. Which tune? Al tashchet, the al tashchet tune. Imagine receiving a songbook, and next to one set of lyrics were the instructions to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. This term, al tashchet, has been used 3 other times so far in Sefer Tehillim. We will talk about that more at the end. Usually, the first question we ask when looking at a mizmor is who is speaking. Answering this question for this mizmor is not so clear. The first line seems to be the choir singing an opening line that introduces the theme. Hodinu lecha Elokim, hodinu vekarov shemecha, sipru niflootecha. We praise you, God. We praise your name that it is close to us. Let us tell of your greatness. Note the play on words, Vekarov Shemecha, your name is close to us, and the idea that we call God, the name, Hashem. You, Hashem, the name, are close to us. This first verse is in the first person plural, we, as in Hodinu, we praise you. The second part of the pasuk is still in the plural, but now in the second person, a command, Sipru, tell. All of you should start telling of the wonders of God. Could we be adding people to the song? Can the choir begin to sing the first line and then other voices are encouraged to join in? The next section, Psukim Gimel and Dalet, the verb shifts to the first person. We can imagine the soloist who begins to sing in the name of God. Ki ekach moed, ani misharim eshbot, I will set a time, I will judge righteously. Nimogim eretz v'chol yoshveha, Anochi tikanti amudeha sela. All the land and its people will melt from fear because of the revelation of God. I set the universe, the pillars of the world. What is the connection between the two parts of this pasuk? The implication is that the revelation of God, as he comes to judge us, will cause fear and trembling and maybe shake the foundations of the world. Therefore, God reassures us, I made the world. It may tremble. It will not collapse. The terminology in the pasuk evokes 2 separate events. The first, the creation of the world, seen in the phrase Anochi tikanti amudeha, I set the universe, the pillars of the world, referring to the creation of the world, and the second, Nemogim eretz v'chol yoshveha, the world trembled, referring to Matan Torah, the ultimate revelation of God when the entire world trembled. The pronoun used in this pasuk is Anochi, which echoes the first words of God to us as he spoke from Har Sinai, saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. The juxtaposition of the two events, of creation and Yetziat Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, was seen in the previous parak, Mizmor Ayin Dalet, during the section that praised God for all that he has done. It also brings to mind a midrash quoted in Rashi, on the extra letter He that appears at the end of the 6th day of creation. The pasuk says, Vayi erev, vayi voker, yom ha-shishi, and it was evening and it was morning of the 6th day. Usually, the pattern at the end of each of the other days goes as follows, Vayi erev, vayi voker, yom chamishi, it was evening, it was morning, day 5. Why the extra letter He, known as the He Hayediyah, the participle that shows something specific. What specific day is being referenced? Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yom HaShishi, Kulchem Tiluyim Ve'omdim Ad Yom HaShishi B'Sivan HaMuchan L'Matan Torah. The 6th day, the whole creation of the universe, stood in a state of suspense, moral imperfection, until the 6th day, that is, the 6th day of Sivan, which was destined to be the day when the Torah would be given to Israel, reminding us that the world was created for Bnei Israel to observe the Torah, an idea that we will also see in Mizmor Pei Bet. The Mizmor continues, Amarti laholalim al taholu, vilarashayim al tarimu karen. Pasuk Hay is clearly addressing specific groups of people, the holalim, those who revel, and the reshaim, those who are wicked. The question is, who is speaking? Who is addressing these two disparate groups? Are these the words of God, continuing from Pasuk Dalet? Or is Asaph speaking to the assembled group with the double message? Either way, the message is, don't party too much, O revelers you. Don't get too full of yourself, O wicked ones. Why? The next pasuk explains, Ki lo mimotza umima'arav, velo mimidbar harim. Because there is no help from the motza, the east, the beginning, where the sun begins its journey, nor from the west. There is no help from the midbar, the desert, that characterizes the south in Israel, nor from the harim, the mountains, that are found in the north. Ki Elokim Shofet, help is only found from God who decides, Zeyashbil v'zeyarim, who to bring down and who to raise up high. Words and themes in this mizmor are similar to the words uttered by Chana in her tefillah of thanks. Chana is known for two tefillot. The first she cries out in the Mishkan, bemoaning her barren status, challenging, demanding of God to give her a son. This is the second tefillah that she recites as she returns to the Mishkan for the first time as a mother, a tefillah of thanks. She is bringing her son Shmuel, for whom she prayed the last time she was at the Mishkan, and she is bringing Shmuel to begin his apprenticeship at the Mishkan. Asaph speaks about Ze Yashpil V'Ze Yarim, who to bring down and who to raise up high. In Chana says, Hashem morish umashir mashpil af meromem. God makes a person poor and makes a person rich. He brings them down low and raises them up high. Asaph speaks of Amarti laholalim al taholu v'lerashayim al tarimu karen. He tells the revelers, don't revel too much, and to the wicked, don't raise your horn of wickedness, of haughtiness. Chana also speaks of the wicked. Raglei chasidav yishmor, urashayim b'choshech yidamu, ki lo b'choach yigbar ish. God guards the footsteps of the devout, and the wicked are left to walk silently in darkness, because man does not prevail only through his own strength. And Chana speaks of horns, but her horns are one of happiness. V'titpalel Chana v'tomar alat libi b'Hashem, ramakarni b'Hashem. And Chana prayed, saying, my heart exalts in God. My horn, this time of happiness, has been raised by God. Why are her horns those of happiness? Because her status has changed. As she says later on in her tefillah, Ad akara yalda shiv'a v'rabat banim umlala. The barren woman, a reference to herself, now has seven children. And the mother who had many children, possibly a reference to her co-wife Penina, is now miserable. The similar words help convey similar themes. The ultimate power of God is he that is in charge of the world, and a reminder that justice will ultimately be served. As I noted in the beginning, there are a total of four mizmorim that begin with the terms al tashchet. We mentioned that the phrase al tashchet can refer to a similar melody. Could there be another similarity? The three other al tashchet mizmorim are ones that describe David HaMelech running away from Shaul. This is before he has been crowned king by everyone. And he has to run again and again until David is ultimately the one who prevails and justice was served. This theme of justice being served does indeed relate to our mizmor as well. But this phrase, al tashchet, has meaning in and of itself. It echoes Moshe's beseech to God in the aftermath of Chet Ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf, where Moshe says, V'etpalel el Hashem v'omar Hashem Elokim al tashchet amcha. And I pray to God at this time, don't destroy your nation, Asher hotzeta mimitzrayim, that you took out of Egypt. Zechor la'avadecha l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov. Remember your servants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Al tefen el koshi ha'am hazeh ve'el risho ve'el chatato. Don't pay attention to the stubbornness of the nation or to their sin. Pen yomru ha'aretz asher hotzitanu misham mibli yecholet Hashem l'haviyam el ha'aretz asher diber lahem. lest the other nations assume that it is due to a lack of ability on your part, God, that you are punishing them. One part of Chet HaEgel was the wicked raising up their horns, demanding a new leader, demanding someone to take them back to Egypt. On Yom Kippur, the day that Hashem forgave us for Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, we blow the shofar, a special type of horn, but the shofar cannot be from a cow. A horn can be used to represent haughtiness. It can also be used to represent happiness. It can be used to represent the wicked. It can be used to represent the righteous. A question we can ask ourselves as a takeaway from this mizmor: which type of horn will we choose to raise for ourselves? And how will we acknowledge and praise God for all that He does for us? Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.